In the 70s, Illan pipe player Paddy Keenan spearheaded a band that brought Irish folk music to the mainstream. In anticipation of his performance tonight in Richland, WMUK's Aaron Williams chatted with Keenan about sticking with such a unique instrument, turning down a meeting with the Beatles, and playing alone.
I've decided to do some shows somewhat on my own, and I like it. You know, it's a chance, of course, as well for people to hear the instrument without being smothered out by any other guitars and things. You know, people do like to join in. You know, people with instruments and sitting there, you know, you ask them up, they like it. It's good for the audience, but for me, it's refreshing, and you know that helps too.
I know that you established an amazing legacy playing with the Bothy Band during the 1970s. Mm-hmm. Do you miss being in a group?
It actually surprises me because even today in the States there are people interested in the time of the Bothy Band, and their kids are influenced somewhat by the same music that they are introduced to by their parents. I didn't know at all that they were the band's music was so influential over here. I suppose in the beginning, when you're younger especially, you're a little more nervous in that. You have the security, if you like, of the band around you, and that obviously helps. And when that goes, yes, of course you would miss it. It gives you a lot more reason to communicate with the audience. Because when you're in a band, you have spokespeople, and you might never say anything. The other thing is that when you're playing an instrument like I play, this particular instrument, you find yourself kind of lacking in accompaniment because you've got so much accompaniment around you. When you're playing solo, you find yourself using them a lot more to accompany yourself.
You live in the United States now, correct?
I do. Well, I'm sharing my time between the States and Ireland at the moment. I've been here 22 years, though.
Have you seen any great next-generation pipe players in your travels?
Well, there's a whole bunch. I mean, even as far as Japan, Russia, they've pipers' clubs. Irish pipers clubs. So the interest is huge in Irish pipes. I mean, every pipe maker, and there are tens, I can't say hundreds, but there are many, many pipe makers in the world, and they all have waiting lists. So, you know, there's obviously an interest, and especially with the bands of the 60s, 70s, Planxty, Bothy Band, and all the way to Riverdance and Moving Hearts and all that. All of those bands helped to popularize the instrument. In the 60s, I was asked to go show the pipes to John Lennon and the Beatles. It's a pity I didn't. I mean, I was 18 and I sort of chickened out of that.
Going to meet John Lennon?
Yeah, I could say possibly the only person that ever refused a meeting with the Beatles and possible because they were looking for different instrumentation. And in England and Ireland at the time were at war with each other. So the pipes I didn't think that they would be a very welcoming instrument. And, well, I'm not proud to say that, by the way.
If you had chosen to not play music professionally, what other career do you think you would have tried?
My dad, as I said, he was a traveler man. And this is an actual fact what he said to me when I was a young kid. He said, I don't have a lot. I'll give you the music. You'll never starve. And it will break all language barriers, which it has done so far for me. I honestly don't know, because with my dad, he played several instruments. My older brother played when I was born. And when I was a baby, he propped me up and played banjo and fiddle to me when I was a child. So, you know, the music was always there. It keeps me going. I don't need for much more from it. And as I said, I'm lucky to get all the work I do.
Keenan performs tonight with guitarist John Walsh at Richland Community Hall.